Hi guys, and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Merrill Parker, and today I'm going to tell you about flowing manifesting alignment at the hospital last week. So in case you haven't seen on my Instagram or on my, you're not on my newsletter, in my newsletter community, on my website, I fractured my foot recently. So what happened, firstly, it was 2.5 weeks ago, I decided to do some exercise to get fit for my dance concert that I'm going to be in and we're practicing for. And so I was doing lunge jumps and I was thinking about something else. I had met up with my friend Shanna that day and we were having such interesting conversation, and in my head as I was doing the lunge jumps, I was still thinking about what we were talking about and what else I wanted to say about it. And I tripped and fell on my foot. So I was not present, and then I tripped and fell on my foot. And so it really hurt, and I was, it was all bruised and painful, and I really didn't want to go to the doctor because I didn't want to have to wear a moon boot for 10 weeks because of the dance concert, and I didn't want to not be allowed to be in the dance concert either. So I put off doing that, going to the doctor. I was like, I think it's just bruised, and I was looking up about it and finding information. I'm like, I think it's just bruised. I could walk on it when I was not particularly, like, I wasn't leaning on that part of the outside of the foot. So I was like, it mustn't be broken. So anyway, but basically I tried to heal it just by myself with arnica oil. And also I did the dry fast. I will record another podcast about the dry fast that I did recently because I've done a few of them lately and I've found them really powerful, and it's a way of self-healing, but I will save that for another episode because I think I'm going to do one this Friday as well, and then I'll have more to say on it. So basically just trying to live my life and heal myself, but my mum eventually after 10 days convinced me to go to the doctor because it could end up worse than if the bones don't grow in the right way. And then I started thinking, and then I have to throw out all my shoes if my foot is bigger and maybe I'm not able to dance so good, so well. And so, so I decided to go, I'm going to go to the doctor and get an x-ray. So I went to the doctor on Monday, not this Monday, but the last, and she said, you should go for an x-ray. And so immediately after the doctor, it was lunchtime, I called the x-ray place and they said I could come in that afternoon at 3:30. So I went home and then I went back at 3:30, went for the x-ray, and at the x-ray, she said, I'm not supposed to do this, but your foot is fractured, come and have a look. And so she showed me. And she said, go back to your doctor straight away and ask what to do. So I called my doctor and she wasn't there. So, and you know, my point about this all is that I'm in the moment, I'm feeling my feelings, I'm being present, I'm feeling my feelings, but I'm not creating more of a story about it. So, you know, I told people about it when I saw them, but I didn't even tell my friend Shanna, who I had, it had happened that after that day we met, because I didn't want to talk about it more than I needed to, you know what I mean? So I just the radiologist told me to go back to the doctor. So I called the doctor and I was like, called the doctor, and the doctor had gone home for the day, but they said they'd put me through to the nurse. So spoke to the nurse and the nurse told me to go straight to the hospital to emergency department, and they would treat it because that's what the doctor would have told me to do. Anyway, so I drove straight to the hospital, even though I was going to the movies at 5. I needed to be back in Fremantle to go to, I was on this trip of going to all these Nordic films in the Scandinavian Film Festival. And so I wanted to go to see two movies that night, and they were starting at 6 p.m. So it was 3:30 then when I had the x-ray and got out. And it was probably about 3:45. And then I called the doctor. Okay, I said to go to the hospital. So I drove straight to the hospital. And I couldn't find parking near the emergency department door. And so I had to park a bit far away, and then I parked where I had radiotherapy there before, because I knew where to park there, and then I walked through to go to the main part of the hospital, and they stopped me at the door, you know, because of COVID and all that kind of stuff, asked me where I wanted to go, and I said to the emergency department, she said, oh, well, you need to go around the other side to park there. And I said, well, I tried to, but there's no parking. And I said, I also don't want to be walking around with my fractured foot. And so they said, okay, just wait here. And they called someone who worked at the hospital, and he took me in the car and drove me to the emergency department. And then when I got to the emergency department, I was like, okay, now I have to go through the whole COVID test. And so there was a separate tent set up for that. So I went to the emergency department. So I went into the tent, and that was the longest part of it. There was like 20 bays, but maybe 10 were being used. And I had that yucky test where they stick the thing up the nose, and then I had to wait there. And after about 15 minutes, and this whole time I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't distracting myself on my phone. I was just feeling my emotions and feeling my feelings, so including the boredom and the impatience. And then I went to, then after 15 minutes I asked the lady how long it would be, and then eventually someone came and said I was fine and then I could go through, but first I had to take someone quickly to the children's part and just wait here for them. And then she took me through and told me to wait on this waiting room, which was filled with people, maybe three quarters full. And so I sat down and I sent my friend a message to say that I was probably not going to go to the movies, but I might be able to. But I was in emergency department. I had a fractured foot or whatever. And so don't wait for me. But, you know, I was still, so this is the thing about manifesting as well, is that it's about having an intention and wanting something, but not being too hooked on it. So not being so like in desperate energy. You know, so you're in alignment with it by being unbothered. So, yeah, this is what I want, but at the same time, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. That's how it works for me. And I learned through human design that I'm a non-specific manifester, so that's actually the best way for me to manifest, is to be like, yeah, this is what I'd like to happen, but let's see. And so I'm not sure for specific if you have to be more like just thinking about that thing. But I do know from the law of attraction, from studying it so much and listening to all the Abraham Hicks for videos on YouTube for at least a year, that's the way you manifest, is that you don't be too hung up, because that creates resistance, because then you're in the energy of not having it as well. So when you're just unbothered, then you're in the energy of having it. So that's the thing. So I sat down there and I'm like, oh, I wonder if I'm going to, well, you know, we hear about emergency department having to wait for 4 hours and whatever in there. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to meditate. And I set the intention to transcend. So I just said the word, I'm going to transcend. And I closed my eyes and I went above thought. So So I just recorded another podcast, the last podcast, on my reading retreat and the potency of presence. So that's episode 25 if you want to listen to that. I talk about how when we watch TV, we go below thought, and when we meditate, we go above thought. So, and Eckhart Tolle talks about this. So I really felt that I went above thought. I transcended. I was just extremely present, meditating. And just then I heard Merrill Parker, and I was called into the side room. So, you know, there was a room full of people waiting, but they had a new system at the hospital where those who have not such serious things and can be handled by a physiotherapist are being handled by a physiotherapist. So the physiotherapist treated me and gave me this shoe. And also I prayed. That was the other thing I did as well in the waiting room. I said a prayer. And I was praying on the way to the hospital as well. I just said, please God, may I not have to wear a moon boot. May this be handled, may I be able to be healed in the fastest way possible and in the shortest time possible. And may I be out of here quickly. So the physiotherapist treated me and she just gave me this shoe, which wasn't a moon boot, it's just a flat shoe. And she's like, oh, well, you're doing pretty well for yourself, because I told her it had been 10 days and she checked out my foot and everything and looked at the x-ray. She's like, you're doing pretty well for yourself. And she said I would probably only have to wear that shoe for a week or two and then I could go. So I think I was in that room with her 10 minutes, and so my whole time at the hospital was perhaps half an hour, and I was back in the car on the way to the movies by 5:30, and I made it to the movies at 6 p.m. So that's my story about alignment. So alignment is when we're in alignment with the desire that we want, we're in the energy of it. So when we're just unbothered, when we're like, this is what I want, and let's see what happens. We set the intention, like the prayer, and then we let it go. We let go and let God, as they say. So that's my alignment flow manifesting at the hospital. On my blog, this week, I also did a blog post about my checkup, because I had a checkup yesterday, and so a week later after, and the doctor was really surprised that it had only been 2.5 weeks. He thought that it had been 6 weeks by what my x-ray now looked like. So if you're interested in that, you can go and read more of it on my blog from this week. And what's it called? I can't even remember. Something about presence. And power? No. Something about presence. And I don't know, I can't remember, but yes, it's from this week. So whatever the date is, go look at that. And about how I put that down to in healing. And so really I put it down to presence and to meditating, because that's what I've been practicing doing every day, is meditating, lying down for 2 hours. And sometimes I'm napping. And other times I'm meditating, but I'm resting and I'm getting out of the way and being in alignment with source energy, so that the universe, God, life, the creative force, you know, there's this life force that heals us. So when you cut yourself, like, it just heals. The life force heals itself. The body heals itself. And so that's what I was practicing. Practicing presence as well is like allowing, getting out of the way, getting out of my busy day and my busy mind, to just allow the life force to take over, God, the infinite, And that's what happened. And that's what happens. That's how you create flow in your life as well. That's what I have found. That's what I practice. And this was my story for today. So if you enjoyed that, I would love if you could leave me a review, and that will help others to find it. Share this episode or this podcast on social media. And if you want any of the links that I mentioned, just have a look in the description below and you'll find it there. So thanks so much, and I wish you lots of presence until next week. Bye for now.